Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Euro Footy Focus on Game On.
Every Tuesday, normally on the programme, we chat to Mark Langdon. Mark is with us. It's obviously Wednesday, Mark. Unfortunately, you got dropped for a discussion about Gaelic games last night, but I know you won't mind.
No, I'm used to being dropped, so that's no problem whatsoever. Okay.
You're first on our team sheet every week, normally. Yeah. There's only really one place we can start this week. Spain, Atletico. 10 years since the Barca-Real Madrid domination of La Liga was broken. 18 years since Atletico won a title. Seemingly this season, the first in 16 years that they even spent a week on top of the table. So a phenomenal season for them to have won the title the weekend just gone.
Yeah, I think those stats do sort of, you know, just highlight what an achievement it was from Diego Simeone and his team. And it wasn't just this season. If you think back to this, was a sort of steady building block, really, of a team that won the Europa League. They won the Copa del Rey, and they sort of been building up to this title challenge. I still think that most people expected it at some stage to fizzle out, and the way that they sort of wobbled towards the end, you know, when they lost to Levante and then they drew against Malaga, you did wonder whether that they were about to blow it in the biggest game of the lot. But actually, they fully deserved it against Barcelona on Saturday. It was really did, I think, epitomise everything that's been great about Atletico this season, really, because they were solid defensively, they worked really hard in midfield, and they scored from a set piece. And Simeone this week has spoken about the importance of set pieces, and he really does place a huge emphasis on quality delivery from, you know, corners and free kicks. And the way they battled back from 1-0 down, Godin scored the goal from a set piece, like I said. So I think it was brilliant for Simeone, and he just sat there at the end after he won it and just sort of sat in the dugout and just soaked it all up. And of course, they've got arguably an even bigger game, of course, to come on Saturday.
Just on Simeone, 65% win rate, if you live your life by those stats. He's now won La Liga, the Copa, the Europa League, the Super Cup, possibility of the Champions League. You look at Costa, who's the star man in a team, let's be very honest, it's a team of good players, but not superstar players. The biggest challenge for the club could well be holding on to both those individuals.
I think Diego Costa will almost certainly leave. The vibes don't seem sort of too great about that one. But this is a club that lost Aguero, it lost Tevez, they've lost Falcao. They always seem to be able to come up with a replacement forward. The bigger problem, like you say, would be if Simeone left. I'm looking around Europe and I don't really see a natural fit for him anywhere. There was suggestion maybe Monaco, but they've since sort of filled that vacancy when Ranieri left. And so I think that Atletico have got a good chance of managing to keep hold of him at least for another season, because obviously Luis Enrique's just gone in at Barcelona, so there's no vacancy there. Van Gaal has gone in at Manchester United. So Conte looks like he's staying at Juventus. So there isn't a natural fit if you look around Europe and say, right, where could he go next? There has been a suggestion that maybe he could take the Argentina job after the World Cup, but I really don't see that as an option at this stage, because you really are waiting 4 years for another World Cup. And yes, a Copa America, yeah, it'd be nice to win, but it's not a World Cup. So I don't really see the attraction to that job. So in many respects, Atletico have been quite, you know, fortunate, really, that there isn't a natural fit. I think he'll look to build on what they've achieved this season. It was a team effort. Like you say, there's nobody really you'd say, oh, he's an absolute world-class player, we've got to have him in our side. You know, Koke is developing into that, but it's mainly been about, you know, the quality of the team rather than of the individuals. And I'm not sure, actually, that many of them would shine so bright outside of the structure that Simeone's put in place.
I'm going to play a clip of Cristiano Ronaldo. A lot of questions been asked as to whether or not he'd be fit to play in the Champions League final this coming weekend. Here's what he's told reporters.
I feel good. I started to run a little bit in a pitch today, so the sensations, it was amazing. So I'm very positive. Tomorrow is another day, so step by step, and Saturday I hope to be in my best shape. They are confident, of course. They win the Spanish leagues, but in my opinion, the game will be 50-50. So it's going to be a fantastic game, fantastic evening. So I hope Real Madrid can win this this title because it's very important for us.
Mark, purely in terms of the challenge for Atletico to replicate that intensity after the high of winning the league and the fact that Real's focus has been on the Champions League for a couple of weeks, would Real be your favourites for the weekend?
Yes, yes, that they would. And for those points that you just mentioned, of course, Atletico had their sort of open top bus parade on Sunday, and it's been a heavy weekend for all of those players, and to have to so quickly come back into a big game. You sometimes get players saying, that they love to roll from big game to big game, but I do think that it must have taken a lot out of them what happened on Saturday. Real Madrid have been sort of free-rolling for the last few weeks. It looks like Ronaldo will be fit. Also looks like Pepe and Benzema are winning their battles. At the moment, they're not fit, but they've got another couple of days to make sure they get there. Alonso suspended, but he'd be the only sort of real absentee, I think, from that first 11. I do think that Real Madrid are favourites. And also, they've just got that explosiveness that, you know, Ronaldo, Bale and Benzema, that you just look at Atletico and think they haven't quite got that in their team. And, the set pieces that work so well, actually Real Madrid are quite good at defending them. They've got some real height there defensively. It's going to be a very... I'd say it's going to be a robust game. There'll be a lot of tackles flying in. I'm not expecting it to be sort of, you know, a wide margin victory by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think that if there has to be a favourite, then it's got to be Real Madrid.
Just to finish, Mark, a notable junction in the history of Barcelona, another manager gone in quick succession, Luis Enrique brought in now, and by all accounts, wholesale changes set to take place in the summer, including perhaps the style of play and Barcelona's approach to football as we know it.
Well, I think that there will be changes. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Xavi didn't start on Saturday, which for a game of that magnitude was just incredible, really, that he wasn't in that starting 11. But the defence needs rebuilding. So to do that, they may have to get rid of some of their sort of surplus attacking players. I still think Enrique will be true to sort of the Barcelona way, if you like. There's been talk that maybe they'll change the formation, but I think the philosophy will remain the same. He'll try to get back to the sort of Guardiola way in terms of the philosophy. That went completely the other way under Martino. He never looked natural, really, in that Barcelona hot seat. Enrique had his troubles at Roma. He started to look the part at Celta Vigo. This is a big opportunity for him. It's a big chance as well that, you know, Barcelona are taking, because he's a manager that hasn't got that much experience, but he's somebody that knows the Barcelona way, and I think that's very important for the club.
Mark, we'll chat it out before the World Cup, if it's all right with you, and get your view on the European sides. But for now, thanks for joining us, as always.
Thank you, Damien. Game over.